Welcome to Adventures in Consciousness, the interactive show that offers expansive conversation with pioneering new thought teachers and personal real-time guided journeys into the imaginal realm to access your soul's wisdom and discover how to live your greater story. Here is your host, human potentialist, soul mentor, and consciousness guide, Jennifer Ivanko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Adventures in Consciousness, The Conversation. I'm really excited about today's episode, what I'd like to share with you today. We are in a time in our lives where there are so many stressors, there's so much coming at us from the news and from, you know, our daily needs to accomplish. And we often move from that place of putting out fires and having to finish this and deadlines. And we don't really spend a lot of time thinking about what we really want in our life. What is our make us passionate? What is nourishing to us? What do we want to see in the world around us? You know, it's if you're putting out fires and dealing with all these challenges, you don't have time sometimes to plan what you really want. We also have a unique gift that is ours, that comes with our soul of what we have to share with the world. And it could be as simple as your presence and your being, or it might be some project or something that you are really naturally wonderful at and love to do. And we don't get to nourish that. With all the things going on, we often get knocked off course. We don't follow our dreams and our mission and our desires. So today, what I'd like to do is do a really deep healing journey with you, meditation. And it's guided. We're going to go through the chakras. However, we're going to follow the chakras from the soul, when the soul comes into you, when your soul, till it manifests in your to your body through all the levels of the chakras. So we you know, when we first come in, we're fully divine in who we are. We're in contact with our divine natures and with everything. And then we, at some point, we individuate into this particular person and this soul, and then we get grounded into this earth to manifest and do our creations and our, you know, our work here on the planet. So as you know, you probably know, there's seven chakras, and we're going to go, as I said, down from the top, the crown of the head, all the way down to the root. And during this, we're going to connect with the elements of creation. So this is the topic we've been working on for the last few episodes, is how we manifest with these elements of creation. And in this show, this episode, it's how we manifest our own bodies and how we manifest ourselves into this world. So it's the soul's journey through the chakras. I hope you enjoy. So let's begin. With your eyes closed, let's bring your awareness to your breath. As you breathe in and out. Just observing the breath, breathing in and out. Now deepening the breath just a little, notice your chest rise and fall with each breath. Now let's begin our deep prana breathing. I'm going to guide you for the next few minutes. So you begin with deep belly breaths in through the nose. Hold. Out through the mouth. Hold. And continue like this. As you breathe in, imagine breathing in a light blue color, a sky blue energy. And as you breathe out tension and stress, as if you're breathing out the color gray. Each breath in, a gentle wave of this energy, this prana, filling your body with this vital energy. And each breath out, going a little deeper, a little more into that peace and stillness. Relaxing now even more as you continue to breathe deeply. This prana breathing that brings you vital energy and prepares you to receive. To receive deep transmissions and activations. Breathing in through the nose, filling your lungs fully. Breathing out through the mouth completely, getting the most benefit from this prana breathing. As you fill your reservoirs with vital life force. And finding with each breath, you are relaxing even more. Knowing the more you relax, the more energy you receive. And I invite you now to imagine that you can follow your breath as if in a dream. Follow this sky blue energy deep within you. Following your breath. Going deeper and deeper inwards. Following your breath and following my voice deeper and deeper. Until you come to meet me on the inner planes in a sacred circle. This sacred circle where we come together for healing and for transformation. Continuing this deep prana breathing, noticing now the sky blue energy swirling around you and spiraling upward. You are immersed in this sky blue light. As you continue breathing this vital energy, your channels are open now, open to receive from this amplified field. Receiving healing and nourishment at every level of your body. And know that you are filling your heart center with energy, with abundance, with all of the resources you need. Continue the breathing, each breath and each moment bringing you deeper and deeper into relaxation. And this relaxation allows the energy and the activation to go deeper. Bringing positive energy now into your aura, filling you with the vibration that removes anything negative. As you continue your breathing, you find yourself immersed in this nourishing field. And you know that all of your challenges, all of your difficulties are no longer there. Any worries, any fears, anything that is accumulated inside of you cannot touch you. You are in contact with this healing field, and all of these things dissolve. You are receiving strength from this contact. You are receiving energy, and it is accumulating and strengthening you. Release your breath and allow yourself to slip into a gentle resting rhythm. Resting here in that stillness and peace. Aware of the silence between your breaths. In this stillness and peace, you notice the sky blue color, that light energy, surrounding you, nourishing you, and gently spiraling upward. Resting here in this stillness, in the source of all creation. You are ready to begin your journey now, your soul's journey through the chakras. Gently move your awareness to the top of your head, to your crown. From the stillness, the source of creation, you enter here into the seventh chakra. The Sahasrara, fully realized in your divine nature. With your awareness on the top of your head, notice that blue energy, that swirling energy, begins to shimmer and shift, becoming now a radiant violet color. You find yourself immersed in this beautiful violet color. And as you breathe this color into every cell of your body. Sensing the oneness with all creation. Aham Brahmasmi. I am the universe. Unbounded awareness beyond time, beyond space. You are the one who sees. You are the process of seeing, and you are all that is seen. You are the lover, the process of loving. And the beloved. Aham Brahmasmi. I am the universe. Continuing to breathe in that violet energy with your awareness on your crown, the seventh chakra. Repeat with me or silently to yourself the mantra Om. 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 I am complete and one with the divine energy. I am sure of my inner knowing. My experience is abundant. I am pure light and love. Om. 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 Now releasing the mantra and coming back to the breath. Breathing in and out. As you continue with your soul's journey through the chakras, gently now moving your awareness to the middle of your forehead, to the third eye. From the source of creation, fully realized in your divine nature, you enter here into the sixth chakra, the Ajna, or infinite power. Here you are seated with the knowingness of your soul. With your awareness on your third eye, the energy swirling all around you begins to shimmer and shift, becoming a beautiful indigo color. Immerse yourself in this indigo, this vital energy. Breathing it into every cell of your body. Noticing a growing sense of inner knowingness, fully connected with the seat of intuition. Connected to that quiet voice of your soul. Continue to breathe the indigo with your awareness on your third eye and repeat with me or silently to yourself the mantra Shum, Shum, Shum. I am tuned in to the wisdom of the universe and always understand the true meaning of life. My imagination is blissful. I trust my intuition. My vision is powerfully understood. I am aware in every moment. Shum, shum, shum. Now releasing the mantra and coming back to your breath. Breathing in and out. And pausing here for a moment to ask that beautiful soul question, who am I? Simply allow this question to float in your awareness, observing any answers that come. Who am I? Here in this energy of deep knowing and beginnings, you've planted the seed with this soul question. Now, continuing your soul's journey through the chakras, gently moving your awareness to your throat, from the source of creation, fully realized in your divine nature, seated with the knowingness of your soul, you enter here into the fifth chakra, the Vishuddha, or pure. With your awareness on your throat, the energy swirling all around you begins to shimmer and shift, becoming that sky blue color, finding yourself now flowing with this sky blue, breathing it into every cell of your body. Here the soul connects with the first element of creation, with space. Space, the Sanskrit word is akasha. Akasha. I invite you now to connect with the energies of space, to imagine the underlying vastness of the universe, of the cosmos. Imagining the space between the cells of our body. Akasha, the open expanse that holds everything, contains everything. In creation, Akasha is pure potential. At the throat, the soul resonates with Akasha, and the sense of sound is awakened. Creation begins with sound, and it is space, Akasha, that contains all sound. Continue to breathe in that sky blue energy, with your awareness at your throat, and repeat with me or silently to yourself the mantra hum, 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 allowing your throat to open and envision yourself communicating with your deep wisdom. Hum, hum, hum. My thoughts are positive, and I always express myself truthfully and clearly. My voice is truthful and strong. I speak my truth with confidence. I express myself in loving ways. Hum, hum, hum. Now release the mantra and come back to the breath. Breathing in and out. As you continue your soul's journey through the chakras and into form, gently now moving your awareness to the center of your chest, to your heart center. From the source of creation, fully realized in your divine nature, seated with the knowingness of your soul, merged with the space of pure potential, Akasha. Your soul enters here into the fourth chakra, the Anahata, or place of openness. With your awareness on your heart, the energy swirling around you begins to shimmer and shift, becoming an emerald green. Immerse yourself in this healing emerald green, breathing it into every cell of your body. Here you connect with the second element of creation, with air. The word for air is Vayu, Vayu. Imagining now the movement of air, feeling a strong wind or a light summer breeze. Vayu. Then reflect on your own breath and the circulation of your blood through your body. This movement is Vayu. Every movement inside your body is Vayu. In creation, Vayu is the movement of thoughts, of inspiration. At the heart chakra, the soul resonates with Vayu, and the sense of touch is awakened. As you breathe in this green, you feel the flow of love, of giving and receiving unconditional love. Continue breathing the emerald green color. With your awareness on your heart, and repeat with me or silently to yourself the mantra, Yum, Yum, Yum. Love is the answer to everything in life. I give and receive love effortlessly and unconditionally. It is easy to feel compassion for others. I completely love and accept myself. I am love, and love is abundant in my world. Yum, yum, yum. Now releasing this mantra and coming back to the breath, breathing in and out. As you continue your journey, the soul's journey through the chakras, gently moving your awareness to just above your belly button, to the solar plexus. From the source of creation, fully realized in your divine nature, seated with the knowingness of your soul, merged with the pure potential of space, Akasha, and with the movements of inspiration, Vayu. Your soul now enters the third chakra, the Manipura, or place of the shining gem. With your awareness on your solar plexus, the energy swirling all around you begins to shimmer and shift, becoming a brilliant yellow like the sun. Immersing yourself in this vital energy, breathe it into every cell of your body. Here you connect with the third element of creation, with fire, Tejas. Imagine the fires of the sun, of the stars, Tejas. And now imagine the flame on a candle, Tejas. In your body, it is the digestive fires, allowing you to digest the food that nourishes you, allowing you to digest your thoughts. All the energies that come into you are transformed with Tejas. In creation, Tejas is transformation. At the solar plexus, the soul resonates with Tejas, and the sense of taste is awakened. As you breathe in this bright yellow, you trust in your personal power to fulfill your needs. You can sense your internal fire transforming negative traits into positive opportunities. Continue breathing this bright yellow energy with your awareness on your solar plexus, and repeat with me or silently to yourself, Ram, Ram, Ram. I am positively empowered and successful in all of my ventures. I am a powerful creator in my life. I feel great purpose and passion. I easily manifest my desires. Ram, Ram, Ram. Now releasing the mantra and coming back to the breath, breathing in and out as you continue your soul's journey, gently now moving your awareness to just below your belly button. From the source of creation, fully realized in your divine nature, seated with the knowingness of your soul, merged with the pure potential of space, the movements of inspiration, and the transformational energies. Now your soul enters here into the second chakra, the Svadhisthana, or the self's dwelling place. With your awareness on the second chakra, the energy swirling all around you begins to shimmer and shift and becomes a vibrant orange, immersing yourself now in this rich orange color and breathing it into every cell of your body. Here, your soul is immersed in the fourth element of creation, the element of water. Water is Jala. As you flow with the sense of water, there is a comforting rhythm, the rhythm of the tides, the natural flow. In the body, there is the same rhythm, the rhythm as the blood flows like rivers, Jala. Water holds everything together. In creation, it is the energy of connection. At the second chakra, the soul flows with this connection, with Jala, and the sense of smell is awakened. As you breathe in this orange, you awaken the powerful masculine and feminine elements. You are intimately connected with the creative powers of the universe. Continue breathing this vibrant orange. With your awareness below your belly button, repeat with me or silently to yourself the mantra, Vam, Vam, Vam. I am radiant, beautiful, and strong. I enjoy a healthy and passionate life. I am a sensual and creative being. Vam, Vam, Vam. Now releasing the mantra and coming back to your breath, breathing in and out as you continue your soul's journey through the chakras. Gently now moving your awareness to the base of your spine, to your root chakra. From the source of creation, fully realized in your divine nature, seated with the knowingness of your soul, merged with the pure potential of space, the movements of inspiration, the transformational energies, and the connective energies. Your soul now enters the first chakra, the Muladhara, the foundation or root. With your awareness at the base of your spine, the energy swirling around you begins to shimmer and shift, becoming now a deep ruby red. Nourished by this deep red energy, breathing it into every cell of your body. Here your soul connects to the final element, to earth, prithvi. You stand on earth, build on earth, grow food in the earth. Earth is real, solid, reliable. Prithvi. All of nature in all of its forms, all is prithvi. It is your body, your bones, your muscles. It is everything manifested in the world of form, prithvi. In creation, it is the power to concretize your dreams. At the root chakra, the soul becomes richly grounded with prithvi, and the sense of taste is awakened. As you breathe in this nourishing red energy, take a moment and imagine the world around you, the world divinely co-created into your own reality. Continue breathing this nourishing red energy with your awareness at the base of your spine, and repeat with me or silently to yourself, Lam, Lam, Lam. I am safe always. I trust in the process of life. I am here in my body and all is well. Lum, lum, lum. Now releasing the mantra and coming back to the breath, breathing in and out. You have completed the journey, the soul's journey, from the source of creation, fully realized in your divine nature, seated with the knowingness of your soul, merged with the power, the pure potential of space, the movements of inspiration, the transformational energies, merged with the connective energies, and now fully manifested and grounded with the energies of Earth. Now imagining that red energy begins to flow down over your body, that rich, deep, ruby red energy flowing over your body. Feels so comforting and secure from the top of your head all the way down to your toes. You feel energized and alert as you begin to follow your breath, breathing in and out, following your breath back into your body. Beginning to get a sense of your body, of your fingers and your toes, stretching just a little. And when you're ready, slowly opening your eyes and coming back. Welcome back. So take a few moments now and get fully back into your body as we go to commercial.
Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
There is no greater mystery in life than you. So why not take a fully experiential plunge into the depths of your being to uncover and retrieve all the secrets and wisdom your soul is crying out for you to know? If you enjoy Adventures in Consciousness, The Conversation, you'll love Adventures in Consciousness, The Course. Join Jennifer in this unique 13-week series of journeys specifically designed to unlock the mysteries of yourself. Each week, you'll journey progressively deeper into the meta realm where, freed from the limitations of your mind, you'll get to play and explore the inner and outer reaches of your awareness. The next series of Adventures in Consciousness, The Course, is starting soon. Find out more and stake your place at jenniferivanko.com.
There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. She gave them some broth without any bread and kissed them all soundly.
Lights out.
Good night.
And put them to bed. Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org.
Welcome back. So I hope you enjoyed this deep healing meditation. It's, of course, a nice balancing for your chakras, but it's also a time for you to really connect with your soul to maybe reset and rebalance. I like to think that we each have this beautiful color that flows through us with our soul that is our own resonance, our own frequency that we need to add to the world. And it comes through our gifts and our talents and our presence. And with all that's going on in this world, we really need everyone to be able to step into their greater potentials and to share what they have. So you might want to take a little time now and journal about maybe the soul questions. There's three main soul questions. Who am I? When we ask this question, you kind of listen to the answers and you just kind of journal about who you are at that deeper level. What do I really, really want? And you can just let your mind, your writing go and put everything you want. What would you like to see? What is needed in this world from your perspective, in your own life and in the world around you? And then also, how do you serve? What is your mission in life? These are all questions we ask at the deep level of our soul, and they help us kind of get in touch with what's really important in our growth and who we are. If you like this meditation, it's something I would also encourage you to do again, to do once in a while, just to deeply nourish yourself, especially with that prana healing in the beginning. That prana healing is a breath we use that is a counted breath. I use it at like a count of six. When you breathe in through the nose, you hold for three, you breathe out through the mouth for six, and you hold for three. And the idea is to do this breathing to really balance and to expand. And it's just very healing. So I encourage you to maybe check out this meditation again. And if you would like more, you can also go to my website at jenniferivanko.com. And there'll be more meditations there, as well as our free morning meditations. Every morning we do a group meditation online on Zoom. And you're welcome to join as often as you'd like. There's no charge. We just come together and for about 10 minutes or so, we do some prana breathing together. And then we do about 30 minutes where you can do your private practice. So there's silence for 30 minutes where you can do yoga or journal or meditate with a mantra or however you'd like to do for 30 minutes, still held in the circle because we're all kind of together in that quantum level in this meditation, creating that coherent field. So we do this practice together for that 30 minutes. And then we do a 5-minute reading. This month, starting actually today, but you're welcome to join, we're doing the moon, 30 days of connecting with the moon and the moon cycles. So with that, I want to leave you. We will be continuing again next 2 weeks with another meditation journey, another healing. So until then, namaste.